I'm Justin Martin with KERA News. More now on those deadly tornadoes that ripped through East Texas last night. Governor Greg Abbott flew over the swath of devastation today, and this afternoon he talked to the media.
Wicked winds that pierce through here and are gone the next minute. We as Texans, especially the folks here in East Texas, we come together and respond to challenges like this and help our neighbors.
Abbott says it's still too early to declare a state of emergency, and he does expect to issue one. He still couldn't get over what he saw.
There's a possibility that one of these tornadoes was on the ground for up to a 50-mile stretch, which would be the longest stretch of a tornado on the ground that I've ever heard of.
KERA Stella Chavez has been in the tornado zone all afternoon. Stella, can you describe what it looks like there in Canton?
There is a lot of debris, a lot of uprooted trees. I'd say most of the damage, though, is outside of Canton. The actual city of Canton wasn't affected too terribly, except for, they suffered power outages. But I've seen, like, probably the most striking sight is that of there's a car dealership off of Interstate 30 as you're heading east, and pretty much a majority of the cars on that lot were destroyed. And next door is a storage unit or a series of storage units that were also damaged. A lot of items, personal items, photos, a lot of stuff just thrown about, and it's pretty remarkable to see what a tornado, what Mother Nature can do.
What have people there told you about what they witnessed last night?
Some of them didn't realize that this serious of a storm was going to hit. I talked to a young guy who decided to go out driving around in the rain with his friends and got caught in the storm. And they were actually almost trapped by trees that had fallen. Luckily, the tornado did not hit them directly, but it was enough of a scary experience when they got out of their car. He said that this road they were on had flooded and water had come up to their waist.
So what's ahead for the people there, Stella?
Well, we know right now as many as 14,000 homes are without power. They expect that to be back by midnight. We'll see. There is a dusk to dawn curfew in place tonight, except for the city of Canton. So only the areas that were affected by the storm or by the tornado are, have the curfew. We'll have the curfew in place. Also, schools will be closed tomorrow in Canton and Fruitvale.
KERA Stella Chavez on the line from Canton. Thanks, Stella.
Thank you, Justin.